Our message this morning is titled The Victory of the Holy Spirit, or The Victory of the Holy Spirit Over Sin. And our text is from Romans chapter 1, or chapter 8, verses 1 through 11. We had gone over this earlier, so I'm just going to touch on a few verses as we go through it now. But it's so good here, it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. When it says no condemnation, it means there is no judgment. When we are in Christ, there is no judgment. And as we go on down here, we see in verses 5, it says, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. It's so very important to know that we will all sin and fall short, but we are not to live in the flesh. Because when Christ is in us, that flesh will call us to sin. But with Christ, we will overcome all sin in the Holy Spirit. Through faith in Christ, we have been delivered from sin, set free from the body of this death, and made alive in Christ. Through faith in Christ, we are made alive. Are you alive in Christ? Are you? We are only alive in Christ if we believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior, as our Lord, and as the Son of God. We have learned in the first 7 chapters of Romans how we fall short of the glory of God, as it says in Romans 3:23. But God is there for us. In Romans 6:23, it says this, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. I love that verse in the King James, the original King James. Because in the original King James, the word free is added. It is a free gift of God. And the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Chapter 8 begins with no condemnation, no judgment. It ends with no separation from God. And in between, it says, all things work together for God. All things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. All the words of God are precious. But this is a very precious chapter, chapter 8 of Romans. Paul ended chapter 7 with, wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Paul did not say what will set me free. He said, who will set me free? Faith in Jesus Christ has set us free from the body of this death. The blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, has washed our sins clean. He has also given us the Holy Spirit. In this chapter, the Holy Spirit is mentioned 19 times. It is important for us to realize that the Holy Spirit is our teacher, our comforter, and our helper. Going back to the book of John, chapter 14. A life that is pleasing to God is one that is lived in the power of the Holy Spirit. We are not to fear. We have the Holy Spirit of God with us. Romans 8:1 again. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Even though we sin and fall short of God, there is no condemnation, no judgment to those who believe in Jesus Christ. We are not condemned, but have everlasting, eternal life through faith in Christ our Lord. We don't ever forget that. Through faith in Jesus Christ, you have eternal life. Praise God for that. And that's what the Word of God says. Eternal. In John 3:18, it says, he who believes in him is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Paul was not condemned, as we are not condemned or judged. He did not enjoy sin, and we should not enjoy sin either. Paul said in Romans 7:24 that he was a wretched man, but Christ had set him free from the body of this death, from the body of sin. God wants us to have joy and to have it abundantly. And this is why Christ came, that we would have abundant life through Christ. Jesus said in John 10:10, I have come that they might have abundant life. Verse 2 of our text says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death. The important word here is for. The verse starts out with for. It says, for the law of the Spirit of life. For means the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of life is the Holy Spirit. In Christ Jesus means that the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ are in union together. We are joined to the living Christ and are under the law. The Holy Spirit has set us free, bringing us to faith in Christ our Lord. Verse 3 goes on and says, for what the law could not do, weak as through the flesh, God did, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and as an offering for sin. He condemned sin in the flesh. See, it was impossible for the law to produce righteous man. The fault was not with the law, but was with the sinful flesh of man. We could not live up to the law. And that is why God sent Jesus Christ. As John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. God is asking each of us one question. What will we do with his Son? What will you do with his Son? The only answer that is acceptable is that we believe in Jesus Christ. Do you believe in him with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind, and with all of your strength, as Scripture says in Matthew 22:37? Yes, praise God for that. Because if we do, then we are to trust him and make him the Lord of our life. And live in Christ. And that's so very important. Once we know him as Savior, we are to trust him. And knowingly that he died for us, that he should be our Lord. Now we don't only believe in him, but he's our Lord. And he is the Almighty Son of God. The Holy Spirit can produce a holy life in our weak, sinful bodies. The Lord Jesus prayed in his great high priestly prayer in John chapter 17, verse 15. This is what Jesus prayed. I do not ask thee to take them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil one. Jesus was praying to the Father that we'd be kept from the evil one. The Holy Spirit is the power that keeps us from the evil one. The Holy Spirit is the power that keeps us from Satan. In Romans 8:6, it says, "For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace." We have the mind of Christ given to us by the Holy Spirit. Have you ever thought of that? There's a precious verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, that says this: "For who has known the mind of the Lord that he should instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." That's what the verse says. We have the mind of Christ. Are we living as though we have the mind of Christ? The Holy Spirit who lives in a believer gives us life and peace. When we sin, we are to confess our sins. And then we are forgiven and cleansed from all unrighteousness. The life we are given is a life of happiness and of joy. God wants us to be joyful in the Lord. He doesn't want us to have a life of drudgery, but to be joyful in the Lord. Do you know the joy of the Lord? It says in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." We are to know the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. We don't find in Scripture where Jesus was ever sad or depressed. We find that he went about people, going to people to minister unto them and to lead them to life, an abundant life. As it says in John 10:10, that he came that we might have life and have it abundantly. The peace of mind that only comes from knowing Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord. We need to give him all of our cares and concerns. As it says in 1 Peter 5:7, "Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you." Every one of us is directed by Scripture to give him all of our cares and concerns. Not to hold on to them. Because if we hold on to them, we can get overwhelmed with them. Especially in today's world and environment. All we will hear, if we turn on a television or radio, about how bad things are. And that is why we are not to hold on to our cares or concerns, but to give them to the Lord. Amen. We're to believe that God can do anything and that he is there for us. Do you guys believe he can do anything? That nothing's impossible for him? Yes. And that is the reason we give them to him, so he can take care of them for us. We weren't made to hold on to those cares and concerns, and those problems. It says in 1 John 1:7 that the blood of Jesus keeps on cleansing us from all sin. We're not just cleansed once, but it keeps on cleansing us and cleansing us from all sin. And we do thank God you're right. In Romans 8:9 it says, "However, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you." How do we know this? How do we know that the Spirit of God dwells in us? Well, here's a verse I've repeated many times, and I want you never to forget. 1 Corinthians 3:16, where it says, "Do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit dwells within you?" When we come to know Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord, we are a temple of God, and the Holy Spirit dwells within us. That's what this scripture is telling us. You must know that the Holy Spirit dwells in the believer of Christ. Because of Christ in us, we have life. Because of the Holy Spirit in us, we can enjoy life. Because of Christ in us, we have life. And because of the Holy Spirit in us, we can enjoy life. In Romans 8:10-11, it says, And if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you. That is a promise of God that when we believe in Jesus, we have this, his Spirit, the Spirit in us, and God the Father is going to give us life. He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you. That is a promise. We are dead to sin, but alive through Christ's resurrection, and spiritually alive through the work of the Holy Spirit. We are spiritually alive. Every one of you, every one of us, we're spiritually alive today. And it says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4, that we are seated in heavenly places today. Those are promises of God that we should never forget. Ephesians 2, 8 through 10, for by grace are we saved through faith. It is not of yourselves. It's the gift of God and not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Christ and the Holy Spirit are in us, and we need to let them lead us. It is by God's grace that he sent Jesus to die for our sins. It is by the Holy Spirit's victory, his work over sin, that allows us to enjoy life. The life that we've been given through faith in Jesus Christ. It is not of ourselves. It's like when you were on a team in sports, or you played a contest together and you were on a team. You didn't win that by yourself. And we did not win by ourselves either. But because we're on a team. This is why we need to praise God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. They have all been at work in our lives. It's God the Father's plan by his grace that we've been saved. It is God the Son in that he died for our sins with the shedding of his blood. And it's God the Holy Spirit who has brought us to faith in Jesus Christ, who keeps us and protects us. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Almighty God, we just thank you for your plans and for your work in our lives. We thank you for Jesus dying for us and how his blood keeps cleansing us from our sin. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the Holy Spirit, who allows us, who protects us, keeps us from Satan, allows us to have joy in our hearts, knowing that we've been forgiven and that we can have abundant life through Jesus Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.